Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Molly. Something terrible happened to me last year because of my best friend, Julie. It sounds crazy, but I was stuck at the bottom of the sea for 36 hours. Yes, at the bottom of the sea, underwater, for 36 hours, which is more than a day. You'll see that I'm not making it up when you hear my whole story. It all started when Julie showed me a photo. Molly, check this out. So I took her phone. Ethan, a guy that Julie met on Instagram, was holding the steering wheel of a boat and smiling. I never liked this guy, and this photo made me like him even less. It was so obvious that he was just a spoiled rich kid. So, I said, and gave the phone back to her. I could tell that she wanted something from me. He's inviting us to spend the weekend on his boat. I pretended not to understand. Us? How does he know me? He barely even knows you. You just message each other. She said, we talked on the phone for hours last night. Trust me, he's a great guy. Come on, let's go together. I immediately said, no way. What am I going to do on a boat with a total stranger for 2 days? So she said something she knew would work. What if he's a psycho? Are you going to leave me alone with a guy like that? This was the same sentence I used on her last month. I asked her to come with me when I was meeting a guy for the first time. So we went to the date together. She basically meant, now it's your turn. I had to say yes. On Saturday morning, we took a 3-hour bus ride to the beach town where Ethan lived. He picked us up and drove us to the boat. It wasn't too big, but it was so luxurious. There were 2 cabins below deck. Julie and I took over the big one. Ethan didn't seem like such a bad guy. I thought maybe I was wrong about him. When we came back, we were surrounded by water already on our way. Ethan was steering the boat. Please don't get me wrong, but don't captains drive boats like these? I asked. He smiled. Don't worry, this is a small yacht. I have a license to drive it. Anyway, we're not going to drive all the time. We'll find a good spot and anchor there, he said. Julie and I sat down to relax in the sun. It wasn't hot enough to wear a bikini, but the sun was still pretty strong. 2 or 3 hours later, we stopped. We anchored next to an island. Nobody lived on that part of the island, so it was just us, the sea, and nature. Ethan was a great host. He prepared all the food by himself. It felt like summer, even though it was the end of November. Julie didn't drink much, but Ethan and I got so drunk we could barely speak. He stood up. Your captain's about to pass out. I need to go to bed. The boat needs me tomorrow, he said, and wobbled his way to his cabin. After a while, we went back to our cabin as well. I was a little dizzy and got frustrated with myself for having drunk so much. I remember my head touching the pillow and I dozed off immediately. The sea was so calm when we went to bed. I don't know when the weather worsened and a huge storm began, but when I woke up, the yacht was rocking a lot. I looked for Julie, but she wasn't in her bed. At first, I thought I was dreaming, but of course I was not. I heard a pounding noise from below as if something was hitting the boat. With each hit, the boat would rise up and then quickly fall down. I knew it wasn't a good idea to go upstairs in such weather, but I had to find Julie. I tried to stand up, but it was impossible to stand on my feet. Just then, the boat swung hard. I tried to hold on to something, but I couldn't. I hit my back against the wall and screamed in pain. It hurt so much that I was sure I had broken something. The pain stopped after a while. I checked my arms, legs, and ribs. Nothing hurt, and I was relieved that nothing was broken. I suddenly realized the real danger. I was in a boat. There was a terrible storm outside, and boats tended to sink during storms. What was I supposed to do? Was I supposed to stay down here or try to go upstairs? I was thinking that the right thing to do was to go outside when the boat started to rock even more. It felt like the boat started moving. Had Ethan taken control of the boat? Were we going somewhere safe? I was trying to calm myself down when I heard a really loud noise. I realized that the movement was just due to the boat drifting, and we had crashed against the rocks surrounding the island. It was now clear what was about to happen. The boat was going to sink. I managed to get up because the boat wasn't rocking as much. I was trying to get to the door when suddenly it split in two and water started pouring into the cabin. It was what I had been afraid of. We were sinking. The water was pouring in so fast that I couldn't move through it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I went to the bathroom and shut the door. I took the towels from the cabinet and stuffed them under the door, but the water kept coming in. Until then, I had managed to stay calm. But now I had enough reasons to panic. The boat I was in had hit a rock in a storm and was sinking quickly, and I was stuck inside a tiny bathroom. For the first time, I thought I might actually die. I started yelling to get this thought out of my mind. Molly, use your brain! Come on! You have to find a way to get out of here. Use your brain! The bathroom kept filling with water, which had by now reached my knees. I stood up on the toilet. It was impossible to get out of here. The water was going to fill up this tiny bathroom soon. I don't know how much time had passed. I had resigned myself to my fate and was just waiting. The water was now up to my chest. At this point, I noticed that the bathroom seemed to be filling up more slowly. Was it a good idea to try to open the door, or was I supposed to wait until help came? But the water was still rising, albeit slower. Would I be able to survive until someone came to rescue me? There was no guarantee that someone would come. I decided to do a small experiment. I took a deep breath and dived in. I turned the door handle and pushed, but the door wouldn't budge. I tried again, but no luck. I came up when I was out of breath. Obviously, the boat had sunk. The door wouldn't open because the cabin was probably full of water. I was still alive, and I wasn't giving up. But what about Julie? Until that moment, I hadn't cried, but now I started sobbing and couldn't stop. Meanwhile, the water had risen more. What's worse, taking deep breaths while crying had used up a lot of oxygen, and I could feel there wasn't much of it left. I was in such bad shape that I couldn't tell how much time had passed. The water was now up to my chin. I was cold, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was tired, and very sleepy. For a moment, I thought, let yourself go and let it all end. As a medical student, I was aware that it was hypothermia that made me think like this. I had been in cold water for a long time, so my body temperature had fallen, and it was going to continue to fall. I was losing hope that help would come. We weren't in open water, but who would look for us? Neither my parents nor Julie's knew that we were here. Would Ethan's family do something? I didn't think so. I thought this was the end for me. The water continued to rise slowly. It got so high that I had to stand on my toes to avoid drowning. Just then, I heard a sound. It was like someone had hit something a few times. I held my breath. The sound stopped. Maybe there was no sound. Maybe I was hallucinating because I was about to pass out. No! I heard the sound again, and this time it was closer. Anyways, if I was hallucinating, I would have heard my mom's voice or something. Why would I hear the sound of metal being hit? I dived into the water one more time. There was a soap dish made of stone. I grabbed it and came back up. I started hitting the wall with it. The other sound stopped. All you could hear was me hitting the wall. I stopped after a while. Then the sound from the outside started again. I was communicating with someone. They knew I was here. They turned out to be two divers from the search and rescue team. At first, they couldn't open the door because of the pressure. But they were there to save me. After a while, they managed to get me out of the bathroom and then out of the boat. There were doctors on the search and rescue ship. They had a lot of experience with such situations and were able to help me recover from hypothermia. As soon as I was feeling better, I asked about Julie. I found out that both she and Ethan were okay. Apparently, Ethan had diabetes, but he was too drunk to take his insulin shot. Diabetes patients lose consciousness in such situations and go into a coma after a while. Ethan somehow got himself to our cabin door and knocked. Julie helped him right away. She gave him his insulin shot, but he was still feeling very bad. Just then, the storm broke out, so he had no choice but to go upstairs. Julie went up with him, too. Thankfully, she thought of putting on their life jackets. Ethan managed to start the engine, but the waves were too big, and he couldn't prevent the boat from drifting. They fell into the water when the boat hit the rocks. Julie never left Ethan's side. The waves washed both of them onto the beach. Ethan had lost consciousness, so Julie couldn't leave him. The next day, a group of hikers accidentally came across them. They are both doing well now. After hearing this story, my first reaction was, they'll definitely get married after going through this together. After a horrific 36 hours, I managed to come back to life. I think I did pretty well overall. Of course, I got very lucky, but deciding to go into the bathroom, managing to stay calm, fighting the hypothermia, I definitely deserve a well done. Thanks for listening to my story. If you like stories like this, subscribe to this channel. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SI.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hi, everyone. I'm Fiona. My parents disowned me because of my YouTube channel. They said, "You're no longer our daughter, so you can't live in our house." They basically kind of kicked me out. How did it come to this? What did I do to make them so upset? I'll tell you the whole story. First of all, I have to say that my parents are super weird. I'm not exaggerating. Here are some examples of what they used to do. Our kitchen would close at 8 p.m. Literally closed, as if it were a store. At 8 o'clock, my dad would lock the door and take away the key. My mom would announce, "If anyone needs water, you have 5 minutes to get it," before he'd lock it. That happened every day, so I thought it was normal. One day, I was at a friend's house for a pajama party. Just before we went to bed, my friend said, "My mom left us milk and cookies. Let's go to the kitchen." I was so surprised, and I naively asked, "Is your kitchen open so late?" I'm not into video games, so this other rule in our house was mainly for my brother, Craig. He wasn't allowed to play Pokemon games. You know why? Both of my parents are very religious. My dad read somewhere that Pokemon can evolve. As a religious man, he didn't believe in evolution. He thought that the evolution of Pokemon supported the theory of evolution, so my brother wasn't allowed to play Pokemon. And because of my mom's beliefs, we weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter films or read its books. Because according to her, the series promoted sorcery. Since sorcery is considered a sin, we had to stay away from Harry Potter films and books. Those are just two of the things we weren't allowed to do. Let me tell you about their ridiculous punishments, which really put their weirdness on display. One time, my brother forgot to flush the toilet after pooping. When my mom saw it, she called him over. "You are going to stand here and look at your poop," she said. She kept coming to check that he was really looking. My brother had to stare at his poop for 40 minutes. Finally, my mom yelled from the kitchen, "Flush it!" And he did. Later that day, poor Craig told me, "No matter where I look, I still see my poop." I laughed at the time, but looking back on it, I think it was pretty sad. Now here's one of my dad's weird punishments. Whenever I got a bad grade at school, he would make me call all our relatives and tell them what I got. He'd stand next to me the whole time. For example, he'd call my grandma and hand me the phone. First, I'd say which class it was, and then the grade I got. He'd say, "Apologize to your grandmother for being a disgrace to the family." So I would apologize. This was more upsetting for my grandmother than for me. In addition to the weird ones, he also had some harsh punishments. Normal parents usually tell their kids, "You can't leave your room today." With us, it was, "You can't come down from the apple tree today." You heard it right. We had to climb a tree and stay there for hours as punishment. We had an apple tree in our backyard. That's the one we had to climb. For example, cursing would be punished with the tree. The amount of time we spent in the tree depended on the curse word. You know what the saddest part is? When you grow up in a home like this, you think this is normal. You think this kind of stuff happens in every home. When I was 13 or 14, I started learning more about my friends' families' lives, and I realized that ours was not normal at all. This awareness made things difficult for both me and my parents. I no longer accepted everything they said. So we'd fight all the time. They thought I was just acting out because I was now a teenager, but I kept telling them that they weren't normal, and they needed therapy every chance I got. I felt like a volcano that was ready to erupt. There was no avoiding it. I had to get rid of the lava building up inside me, otherwise it was going to harm me. During that period, I realized that sharing was a sort of therapy for me. I felt better when I talked to my friends, but there were some things I couldn't tell them. I'd gone through such terrible things that I was worried they would judge me, even though none of it was my fault. The solution was right in front of me. I decided to create a YouTube channel. I wasn't going to show my face or tell anyone about it, including my brother. That way, I would be able to share everything anonymously. Where do you think I shot my first video? Sitting in the apple tree. I set up the phone's camera so it would only show the apples. I pressed record and started talking about this apple tree's role in my life. I let it all come out. It's weird, but I didn't cry at all. I just talked. Then I uploaded the 1.5 hour video to my YouTube channel, which I called The Girl in the Tree. That night, I felt completely relaxed and slept like a baby. The volcano inside me now had an outlet. After the first 10 days, the amount of views on my video started to go up. I remember the first comment very clearly. "Did you really experience this, or are you just making things up?" A few hours later, I got a second comment, which said, "Please show us your face." I continued uploading 2 videos per week. I got over 1,000 subscribers. The 7 videos I uploaded had a total of 9,000 views. As my emotional scars were being healed, something really unexpected happened. My brother accidentally came across my channel. He texted me right away, but I was on my way to a friend's house to work on a school project. So I didn't see my messages. Craig's dream was to be a YouTuber, and he thought that I made this channel to become one as well. He was so happy when he saw the number of views and subscribers. He was proud of me and immediately went to show our mom. When I came home, my parents were livid. Craig realized what he had done, but it was too late. My mom kept saying, "How dare you talk about our private lives online?" My dad said, "I didn't expect this from you. We've given you everything, and you stab us in the back." But the thing is, I hadn't exposed anyone.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I had only told things from my perspective without saying anything bad about my mom or dad. I just described what happened, and since it was my experience, I had the right to talk about it. They sent me to my room. I heard them have a heated discussion, but I didn't want to know what they were saying, so I didn't listen. 3 hours went by. I was getting ready for bed when my mom called me. My dad said, "There is no way we can forgive you. We worked so hard to raise you, and this is what we get in return. No punishment would be enough for what you've done. So your mom and I have made a really tough decision. We are disowning you. We can't possibly call you our daughter after this." Disowning? I was completely shocked. I kept listening, but it was like I was living in a dream. I looked at my mom, who was in tears, looking down. I wanted her to say something, so I said, "Mom?" But she didn't look at me. She just shook her head. I knew how stubborn they are, and that arguing with them would be pointless. I've never seen my dad change his mind about anything. I didn't deserve this, but there was nothing I could do. I wanted to cry, but I stopped myself. I didn't want them to see me as weak. "So what happens now?" I asked. "Since you're disowning me, I guess you don't want me staying in this house anymore." Mm-hmm. My dad nodded. "We're giving you a week to find yourself a place to stay." I could understand their disappointment, but wasn't this reaction a bit over the top? Disowning and even throwing me out of the house? They had 2 children, but it looks like they were okay with losing one. Why was I surprised anyway? My parents' main issue was their inability to be compassionate towards us. I've already told you how they punished us for small stuff. I guess it was normal for them to overreact like this under the circumstances. Now that I was kicked out of the house, I had to find a place to stay. Being a high school student, I didn't have many options. Of course, I went to my grandmother. My parents probably knew that's what I would end up doing. Even though my dad is my grandmother's favorite son, she criticizes him all the time. When she found out what happened, she called him over. "Fiona is just a kid. How can you throw her out of the house? She will live with me from now on. And I am disowning you too. Throw Craig out as well. I'll take care of both of them." My dad listened without saying anything. Then he just left. I've been living with my grandmother for 5 months now. I wish they had kicked me out earlier because I feel so good here. Craig stays over a lot. He says that my mom cries all the time because she misses me. I'm not unforgiving like her. I'd go see her right away if she called, but I don't think I'll ever live in that house again. I was really sad about having to delete my channel, but then I stopped caring because it had served its purpose. It helped me share all that was building up inside of me, right? Thanks for listening to me. If you like stories based on real events, subscribe to this channel. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.